Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
On today's Solo Sunday News, Andrade challenges Kenny Omega to a massive title match. News on why this Mania 37 spot did not happen. Tony Khan reveals his favourite WWE match ever. And Sammy Guevara opens up about that Impact Wrestling incident. Hello everyone, welcome back to Solo Sunday News. I don't know why my voice turned into like some weird American TV game show host. But yes, I am Gareth the Bank Robber Morgan, here to talk about loads of wrestling news. And what a story to kick off this Sunday, because my goodness, are we about to get something a little bit special. Because Andrade, during AAA, Lucha Libre AAA's Worldwide Rey de Reyes show, he had a little thing to say, he had a little vignette. Andrade, obviously you'll know if you've seen online that Andrade, and we spoke about it on the news yesterday as well, that he's signed with Federación Wrestling, and that's going to be the place where he's going to be kicking all the ass now going forward. He mentioned in this vignette on Rey de Reyes, that he has a few people that he'd like to kind of tick off his list of people that he just wants to batter, really, in the world of wrestling. And one of them was Psycho Clown. He wants a match against him. And the other was current AAA mega champion Kenny Omega. So he wants that match at this year's Triple Mania as well, which, yeah, that sounds like the kind of thing you want to be going on at Triple Mania. It's going to steal all the headlines. But as we know, Kenny Omega isn't a draw, so nobody's going to watch it. Yeah, but this is huge. This could put the whole belt collector thing in jeopardy because Andrade could come in and just steal that AAA mega title away. Kenny Omega's obviously already the AEW Impact World Champion with the TNA belt. He's just got all of them. He's got all the belts right now. He's just going nuts with the belts. But this could also open the door, theoretically, for Andrade to start popping up on AEW from time to time if he wants to come and take the fight to Kenny Omega, and that would be, that'd be magnificent. So, straight away, we've got another guy here who's left WWE, he's been released, he's gone out into the open free agency market, and he's just kicking it, just absolutely kicking it right now. He's doing whatever he wants. He seems revitalized. If you watch that vignette, he just seems like some kind of terrifying mafia boss or something. It's pretty intense. But I think this character is just him really relishing in who he is. Who he is as a performer, not who WWE wanted to be. Who he, Andrade, the man, La Sombra, what he wants to be as a dude. Away from big old dream matches that could be happening in the very, very near future. I can't get my head around this. It's just going to be beautiful. I can hear Dave Meltzer's 5-star rating system exploding at this moment. But away from all that, we need to talk about something that didn't actually happen, but we really wanted it to. And it went down at WrestleMania 37. Now, of course, if you're a big fan of Kevin Owens, if you've got him on Twitter, if you follow him, like if you just listen to his interviews, you'll probably know he had his heart set on jumping off a little boat. I say a little boat, it was quite a big boat, inside of Raymond James Stadium. Obviously, they've got their pirate ship, which is always in the stadium, but then WWE had their really big pirate ship set as well, and he ironically had his heart set on jumping off said set at some point. So that was like the big narrative coming into this Mania. But then obviously things happened, things change. Like, just sometimes things don't go to plan. So according to Fightful Select, this spot was considered at a time, like it was in, not necessarily in the pipeline, but it was something that they were talking over. But the big hurdle that they couldn't get over was the fact that the the stipulation around Kenny Omega, not Kenny Omega, Kevin Owens, I've got Omega on the brain. Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn's match, the key point that meant that he couldn't jump off the boat was the fact that they didn't have a no DQ match. It was just a one-on-one singles encounter with Logan Paul sat at ringside making all the expressions. It was quite a lot to take in. So that was a big problem. But then on top of that, there was the insane thunderstorms that happened at WrestleMania as well. And if you've got a slippy boat, you don't want a guy climbing up to the top of the boat. And have you been on a boat when it's been wet and slick? It's not good. It's hazardous. We don't want to see Kevin Owens hurt himself or be injured. But I don't know. It's understandable, obviously. Like, we're putting people's safety first. A lot of P's. Putting their safety first. And that is the most important thing. But as Kevin Owens, as a wrestler who just wants to have all these incredible, insane moments, he must have been so disheartened. He must have been. But he still had a cool moment. He still stunned Logan Paul out of his boots. So that's something. That's a good runners-up medal prize, I guess. It is what it is. Maybe they go back to Raymond James Stadium in a couple of years' time and he does finally jump off the boat. Fingers crossed, the guy deserves to jump off his boat. I'm now jumping back away from WWE in a sense. Like, we are going to talk about a WWE match, but it's from a person who's outside of WWE. It'll make sense in a minute. So Tony Khan was talking to Busted Open Radio recently, obviously to hype up Wednesday's Blood and Guts match, which I am so excited for. And that card, I know I shouldn't say that. I'm an NXT guy and there was all the war and everything else, but I just like wrestling, and this looks insane. It looks like it's going to be just all what it says on the tin, really. Blood and guts, and we like that. So he was talking about, obviously, that match, but then other matches that he considers his favourite, like his favourite WWE match of all time, and then matches that he goes back and watches all the time. Like, we've all got those matches. Like, for me, it's, I constantly like going back watching the Seth Rollins versus Fiend match, because in my mind, it's an underrated six-star classic in my mind. I think you'll all agree with me when I say that. But in terms of Tony Khan, his favourite WWE match, the one that he always goes back and watches, is, well, it's probably one that a lot of people do. It's the Ricky the Dragon Steamboat versus Macho Man Randy Savage, obviously at WrestleMania 3. That's his big one. But his full quote, I'm going to read it off. He was talking about the fact his other big match that he likes to go back and watch all the time was one that happened within his own company. How convenient. He said, okay, there's two matches I go back and watch every year. One is very recent. They're completely different. One of them is Kenny Omega and Hangman Page versus the Young Bucks, which to me is as good a tag match as I've ever seen. And you know what? Can't really argue. That is one hell of a match. Arguably the best of modern times, really. That and probably the Young Bucks versus FDR. Just, magnificent stuff. And then he went on to say the other is Randy Savage versus Ricky Steamboat. I go back and watch it every year. They're completely different. One has all the bells and whistles. One has less bells and whistles. They're both perfect. One is my favourite tag team match. The other is my favourite singles match. So yeah, Hangman and Kenny versus the Young Bucks and Savage and Steamboat. Two like matches that in terms of singles and tag team matches, can't really argue with either of them. They're probably two of the all-time greats. So yeah, I could appreciate that. But let me know in the comment section below with you guys, like, what's your match that you go back to? Maybe your comfort blanket wrestling match in terms of singles and tag team matches. What are yours? I want to know all about them. So pop them in that comment section right down there. And our last story of the day is, again, it's very much in keeping with AEW. It's all to do with Sammy Guevara. And you probably would have seen a couple of months ago now, there was all this like fallout and furore about Sammy Guevara apparently not being fully on board with a storyline or an angle or a match finish inside of Impact. So he wouldn't go and work there, kind of thing. He turned him down, said, no, I'm not doing it. I'm going to go back to AEW. And we just heard a lot of kind of rumors and hearsay, and that's pretty much what all the wrestling industry does half the time. Like, we get one little nugget of information and we just go crazy with it and start like fantasizing about what actually happened. But now Guevara has shed some light. He's opened up about it and really kind of gone into detail about what happened and why he did what he did. So he was saying this to Fightful Select as well, and he had this conversation. He said, it's business at the end of the day. What was presented, I didn't see it working for me. I still wish nothing but the best for Impact and everybody there. I didn't put no information out online, and I know there's only a certain amount of people that knew certain information. So the information that was put out online is only coming from one side. I wish we could have kept it more close-knit instead of having to make it everyone's business, because I feel like it wasn't necessary for everybody to know any of this stuff. So that's why I started trolling on the vlog, and certain things are coming out where I'm like, yo, this is not true at all. So don't believe everything you read online, but hey, man, it is what it is. We all could have handled things better, but that's life in general. You live, you learn, you grow, and you go. I quite like that little phrase at the end. I'm going to get a nice tattoo across my arm of you live, you learn, you grow, and you go. But it, yeah, it's fair enough. It's one of those things where you just, in the heat of the moment, he might have reacted in a way that he didn't necessarily feel was right now looking back, or he might fully stand by that. But I just think, yeah, their own masters of their own destiny wrestlers, I think that does kind of get like lost at times, like with these guys, they're trying to protect the characters. Obviously not to the extent where it damages everyone else, but if somebody says something or pitches something that they don't think is going to be a benefit to them in the long run, you got to protect yourselves because nobody else is going to protect you. So I kind of understand that. And but I think in the long run, it's worked out for Impact. They've just had those incredible numbers for Rebellion with Kenny Omega whooping Rich Swann's ass and winning that Impact World Championship. So I think, yeah, all parties are probably fine at this point with the way the relationship has unfolded. Right, and obviously normally we have like a couple of Twitter questions. We've only got one today, so I'm just going to do one little Twitter question. And it's a frequent presence on the Solo Sunday Twitter time. It's Mark Solod, who's posted the cutest photo of a puppy you're ever going to see in your life. It's just, I melted. There's bits of me on the floor now because I'm just like so overcome with cuteness. He says, morning legend, happy Solo Sunday. Thoughts on eventually getting a face Brian Cage versus a heel Cody. With Cody putting on size, it could be very interesting. Yeah, I think that's probably a big thing. If he is going to turn heel and like be a believable heel up against Brian Cage, I think having a bit of size probably helps in that department. But I definitely could see that working, because I think Brian Cage has been edging towards that grayer area in recent times. That win over Hangman's just catapulted him right up the rankings. It makes him a real threat again. I think Cody just really lends himself to being an arrogant prick, and that's a compliment. Like, it's not something a lot of people can kind of excel in the way that Cody does it, and I think he'd relish it. I think he'd really, like, I think it'd be refreshing for his character, and it'd just give him somewhere new to go. Would he then align himself with the Elite and do all that? I know I'm going off into crazy fantasy booking land, but then that'd just be incredible. Again, you'd have this massive heel stable that everyone's just fighting up against, have a full internal war. I get carried away, but that'd be cool. I'd be up for that. So let's just have Cody getting thrown around the ring by the Machine. So that has been your Solo Sunday News with myself, Gareth, from What Culture Wrestling. Let me know what you think of all these stories, as always, in the comment section below. I'm really curious what you have to say on all of them. Follow myself on Twitter at gmorgan04. Follow everybody here at What Culture, at What Culture WWE. Like this video, share it, subscribe to What Culture. Just do whatever you want, but as long as it's What Culture stuff, we're happy. Click on all the videos. And most importantly, I say it every week, but it never gets any less important. Have yourself the best Sunday you can. You deserve it. You've whooped all the ass this week. You've just kicked it. You kicked all the ass. Join me in NXT Ups and Downs on Wednesday now. I keep forgetting, and I even thought I was doing Dynamite this week. It's been a lot. It's been a lot to adjust to, but like, watch that. Do that. Just see my face, talk about NXT things, and then watch more wrestling. I don't know what you want me to say. Wrestling's fun. Wrestling is life. Wrestling will never leave you. Neither will I. Bye-bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.